This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Campaigning picks up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma have prepared roadmap for tribal development in Assam. Good Friday observed through prayers and penance across the Northeast. First Khelo India Tribal Games concludes in Chhattisgarh. Now the news in detail. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Senior BJP leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Vadra have been campaigning for their respective party candidates. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal has intensified the BJP's campaign in Upper Assam. At a public rally in Majuli on Friday, he asserted that the outcome of the assembly polls will determine the future of Assam and protection of the identity and rights of the Assamese people. Highlighting the achievements of the BJP-led NDA government, the Union Minister said decisive steps have been taken to secure land rights for indigenous people, reclaim encroached land and preserve Assam's cultural heritage. Assam Congress President Gaurav Gogoi and his ally AJP Chief Lurin Jyoti Gogoi on Friday participated in a roadshow in support of the opposition alliance candidates in two assembly seats in Guwahati. Accompanied by Congress New Guwahati candidate Santanu Bora, Gaurav and Lurin Jyoti stood atop a vehicle and greeted the people along the route. AJP's Guwahati central nominee is Kunki Chaudhary. The Congress and the AGP is part of the six-party opposition alliance for the Assam Assembly polls. Elections for the 126-member Assembly, Assam Assembly will be held on the 9th of this month and votes will be counted on the 4th of May. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Friday said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma have prepared a roadmap for tribal development and the BJP's return to power in the state would ensure its implementation. Addressing a rally at Dhudnoi in Golpara district, Mr. Shah said that Congress never have made an Adivasi woman the country's president, but Modi changed that and Draupadi Murmu became the nation's first citizen. He said that the BJP's policy for the state was approach Assam, aspire Assam and inspire Assam. The Union Minister termed Golpara Mini Assam as several tribes including the Rabha, Bodo, Hajong and Koch along with Adivasi tea garden workers reside in the district. Only the BJP can ensure their development, he claimed. The Union Home Minister also asserted that tribal areas will not come under the ambit of the Uniform Civil Code. A high-level review meeting was held yesterday at the Khowai Subdivisional Magistrate's Office to discuss peaceful and smooth conduct of the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections. District Magistrate Rajat Pant informed that the comprehensive security management are being put in place across all polling stations. Measures are being taken to ensure that voters do not face any inconvenience while exercising their franchise on the 12th of this month. Postal ballot voting for polling personnel appointed for the by-election to the 56th Dharmanagar Assembly constituency in North Tripura began yesterday. The postal voting process is also scheduled for today. Yesterday, 99 out of the total of 152 eligible voters pressed the EVM buttons. District Magistrate Chandni Chandran informed that all necessary arrangements, including security measures, have been finalized to ensure free and fair voting for the Dharmanagar Assembly by-poll on the 9th of this month. The election will be conducted across 55 polling stations, of which 40% will be managed entirely by women. Security forces on Friday arrested four valley-based insurgents from Manipur's Tengnopal district, which shares an unfenced border with Myanmar. The militants belong to the National Revolutionary Front of Manipur, People's Liberation Army and the Kamlepak Communist Party, all of which are banned outfits. Police said the militants were involved in abduction and forcible collection of money from various sections of society, including traders, contractors, government employees and even common citizens. Security forces comprising both central and state agencies have intensified crackdowns on militant groups. Good Friday was observed across Northeast India along with the rest of the world yesterday. Christian faithful of all denominations in Mizoram, Nagaland, Meghalaya, Manipur, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Sikkim gathered in churches to commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Prayers and penance marked the Holy Friday. Churches in Mizoram organized Zaikwam, a tradition of congregational singing that remains an integral part of Mizo-Christian culture during important Christian festivals and New Year. Churches across Nagaland and Meghalaya held special services with the faithful offering prayers, singing hymns and taking part in Bible readings reflecting on the sacrifice and suffering of Jesus Christ. The governors and chief ministers of the various states in the region conveyed their Good Friday messages to the people. Arunachal Minister for Education and Tourism P.D. Sona attended a business conference on Arunachal Investors Summit at the Arunachal University of Studies, Namsai, yesterday. It was organized by the Indian Institute Industries Association in collaboration with the university. Minister Sona emphasized on the need to welcome and promote green industries investments and generate livelihoods while protecting the environment and strengthening sustainable growth in Arunachal. The Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR, has demonstrated a strong and sustained commitment to passenger safety, security and public service through the performance of its Railway Protection Force, officials said. During the year 2025-26, the RPF carried out targeted drives against theft, touting and other unauthorized activities, leading to multiple detections, arrests and the seizure of illegal tickets. The force also acted decisively against incidents of stone pelting and undertook large-scale removal of encroachments to safeguard railway property. The RPF continued its humanitarian initiatives by rescuing trafficking victims and extending assistance to persons in distress, including women and children. A new species of rove beetles has been discovered in Arunachal's forest ecosystems, adding to its remarkable biodiversity. Belonging to the Staphylinidae family, these beetles play an important role in maintaining ecological balance as natural predators and decomposers. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main said such discoveries highlight how much of Arunachal's rich wildlife remains unexplored. Every new finding is a reminder of the urgent need to preserve the state's pristine forests, which have a home to countless rare and unique species waiting to be documented, he said. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kim Chan Singh has announced a review of the state sports policy to support better emerging athletes. The announcement came during a felicitation program for the sub-junior Sepak Takraw teams at the Imphal Secretariat following their strong performance at the national championship in Ranchi. The chief minister said the current policy needs to be aligned with the aspirations and capabilities of young sportspersons to ensure improved support and development. Nagaland delivered an impressive performance at the first Khelo India Tribal Games, clinching a total of 7 medals. The medal haul includes 2 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze, with the athletes excelling in both athletics and archery events. Chief Minister Nephew Rio said their success on the national stage sets a strong example for aspiring sportspersons across Nagaland. The first Khelo India Tribal Games was held in Chhattisgarh from the 25th of March and concluded on the 3rd of this month. More than 3,000 athletes from 30 states and union territories participated in the program. In the recently concluded first Khelo India Tribal Games, Arunachal Pradesh contingent ranked 5th nationally with 6 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals. Arunachal also ranked 1st among the northeastern states. And before we close the headlines once again, campaigning picks up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma have prepared roadmap for tribal development in Assam. Good Friday observed through prayers and penance across the northeast. First Khelo India Tribal Games concludes in Chhattisgarh. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.